Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Join the growing crowd at Mid-Delta Online Auction. Download their app by searching Mid-Delta Auction to bid on tractors, trailers, heavy equipment, golf carts, and more. Download the app today or call Will Jeffcoat at 662-299-2414 for more details for the first Tuesday of every month auction in Greenwood.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Thursday edition of the podcast. My name is Michael Borky. Always appreciate you being here tonight. One topic night. Now, if something else comes up in the chat, maybe we'll get to that as well. But simply put, Ole Miss, Texas A&M in Oxford, the last home weekend in Oxford, or is it? We'll see, but is this a must-win? I tend to think so, but I want to hear what you guys think. Does Ole Miss have to win this series? And if so, why? That's what we're talking about tonight on this edition of the show. Again, I really appreciate you guys being here. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast and search Rebel Report. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. Also, right here on YouTube. Like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. I would really appreciate all of that. And this edition of the show is brought to you by Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden right there in Saltillo. Not today. Not today. The heat was not on. It was almost chilly for a little while in Mississippi, but the heat is on. And at Scruggs, they are cranking up the savings this summer. You've got chores around the house. I certainly do. I know you do as well. They've got deals to keep you moving and keep your projects going without breaking the bank. As I tell you all the time, 0% financing for 36 months on commercial mowers. All John Deere, nothing runs like a Deere. You know that. You can get a Gator for 1.9% for 36 months for all of your summer fun, especially if you've got some hunting land or some property or even just your neighborhood. I would love to have a Gator driving around my neighborhood right now. For the big stuff, you can get compact tractors at 0% for 72 months or the 5 Series at 0% for 84 months and zero-turn mowers, 0%, 36 months. That's something that I need badly. I still have a push mower, and I hate it. Offers run through August 4th, so all summer long, you want 0% on John Deere mowers or tractors or 1.9% on the Gator. Scruggs, head on over to Scruggs in Saltillo, 3575 Tom Watson Drive. Also, they've got appliances, home improvement, garden, fishing, clothes, the cheapest beer in town. Check them out at Scruggs in Saltillo. So, is this a must-win series for Ole Miss? I don't like love using the phrase must-win because pardon my take actually makes fun of this a good bit, and they're spot on because if Ole Miss doesn't win this series, the season's going to continue, and they are going to go to the postseason. And they still technically have a chance to host, even if they only take one game this weekend, right? So must win is a little strong because if they don't win, their dreams can still be realized, right? But I do think it's pretty obvious right now that Ole Miss has got to get four of the next six. And the best path to doing that is to win this series against a team that's doing some weird stuff with their pitching rotation themselves on your home field that is entirely beatable. If you can't get two this weekend, I have no confidence whatsoever that you can go get three next weekend or somehow make a super deep run into Hoover as well. If they want to host, they have to win this series. And there are two different seasons. I think we talked about this last time. We certainly talked about it on the radio show. There's two different seasons. There's the regular season, and then there's the postseason. And I think what is deemed a success or failure in the regular season is different than when you include the context of the postseason. You guys all know that. That's not a profound thought. But in order to make the regular season a quote-unquote success for Ole Miss, hosting is the only barometer for which you can judge this season as a success. There really hasn't been any significant injury issues, no long-term ones anyway. If they don't host, it's not a failure necessarily, but it's certainly a disappointment relative to what they could have been and general expectations of the program. All that can be erased, though, if they go have a great postseason. Just like if you host and you lose to Murray State as a four seed, that kind of erases it as well. But Maybe that's just like a nothing burger thought. It probably sounds smarter in my head than it does saying it. But if the regular season is going to be a success, it has to end with them hosting in Oxford. And how do they go? How do they go about that? How do they do that? We talked to Mark Etheridge of D1 Baseball on the radio show, and he was like all of you, basically like everybody, that they've got to go get to 16. He did not see a path for them to host at 15-15, especially without a Governor's Cup win. Maybe that would have changed the math a little bit on this. Now, Ole Miss's RPI is at 13. Their strength of schedule is at 4. Those are two really good numbers. They don't have a quad 3 or 4 loss. Memphis still hanging on, helpful for Ole Miss. Florida, for example, who's in front of Ole Miss right now in the hosting conversation, even though Ole Miss has a series win at Florida, as you know. They have 4 such losses at the moment. Southern Miss has 5 such losses, and yet both of them are hosting in front of Ole Miss. As you guys saw and as we went over, the regional projections from D1 had Ole Miss as the number 19 overall seed, so 3 slots away from being in that hosting conversation. I don't think they get there. There's a lot of things working against them. Forgive me if this is cynical and if this is also not an unintelligent thought, but if Mississippi State and Southern Miss continue to take care of business, do you trust a room full of suits to award 3 host sites to the state of Mississippi? I certainly don't. And also, 15-15 hosts is incredibly uncommon, as you guys know. I just don't see a path there. So if they're going to host, it's got to happen this weekend with Texas A&M. Good ball club, certainly talented. They're making some changes within their rotation this weekend as well. Is Texas A&M, they're going TBA for Sunday with Darden, the lefty, pitching tomorrow night and Sims, the righty, pitching on Saturday. They've got what I think is an offense that is similar to Georgia's, very dangerous. They don't present the challenges on the mound the same way that Georgia did when they're coming to Oxford. Ole Miss, though, choosing not to make any changes in their rotation. It is all as expected. Elliot Townsend and Rabe, Mike Bianco with us on Monday, certainly did not sound like he had any desire to make any changes in his rotation, and I understand why. Hunter Elliott, even though he has struggled this season, at times anyway, has still shown flashes of vintage Hunter Elliott. And that guy is still in there, right? You've seen, again, flashes of it. He's still in there. So I it's totally justified to keep him on Friday nights because you know what he's capable of. Count Hunter Elliott out at your own peril, right? However, I do think those that want to make the argument that they should have made a change this weekend are totally justified in making that argument for a lot of reasons. One, this weekend would have been the weekend to do it because you have the shortened weekend next weekend as the series starts on Thursday. You don't want Townsend to go Saturday, Thursday if you're going to make the switch after this week. It had to have been done now with the short week next week and then the SEC tournament the week after and so on. So if you're going to make that change, it was going to happen now if they were going to do it, and they chose not to. I think at the moment, though, and again, I hope I'm proven wrong tomorrow. I want everything I'm about to say to be like, what an idiot. Look at how awesome he was. But I'm concerned at Hunter Elliott's form going into this series, this weekend, and into the postseason. I mean, you guys know them already, but I'll read them again. The Georgia game 2 weeks ago, he went 3 2/3 and gave up 8 runs. And then last week was only 3 complete and gave up 6 runs. And even in the LSU and Tennessee series, he was good in both of those, 6 complete in each of them, 2 and 3 runs respectively, but still first inning, he is just struggling. And more specifically, he is not giving them any relief. He's not extending his outings at all right now. He has recorded an out in the 7th inning of 1 game this season. He's recorded an out in the 7th inning of 1 game this season and has not recorded, has not gone over 5 1/3 in four of his last six starts. It is concerning to me at the moment that you're not getting extension. He's also struggling with command at times. He's just not himself. And he can maybe snap out of that. You hope it happens literally tomorrow. But I'm not a multi-million-dollar baseball coach. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I think I would have considered, if not outright, made a switch and gone maybe Townsend, Elliott, Rabe, keep Rabe on Sunday. But this can't continue if they're going to win a regional and make any kind of noise in the postseason. This just simply cannot continue. We'll see if it does. We'll get to your comments. This is going to be a bit of a shorter one tonight, guys, to be honest with you. I feel like butt. And I know I've been saying that a lot lately, but I can't kick this sinus infection, man. It's killing me. So anyway, you guys don't need to know that. That's too much information. You do need to know about Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. Logan Smith has got you covered anywhere in Mississippi. 601-823-3500 is the number. Even if you already have insurance, it's worth a phone call. What's 5 minutes going to hurt? You'll get a great quote, award-winning services from the great Logan Smith at Shelter Insurance. 601-823-3500. Don't forget to tell him and Scruggs and Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every day. Online banking platform, great. 16 locations in Mississippi. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. Tell them all that it was me that sent you there. That will help me and them a ton. And also, finally, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com, for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Currently procrastinating my last ever school assignment to be in the stream tonight, as I should, right? Oh, absolutely, man. I had one class to go that I was doing online. And this is a fun story. At least I think it's fun. So I went to journalism school at Ole Miss, obviously. And I had one online class to go to finish my degree. It was Spanish, and I chose to do it online. I was in the summer, so I walked at graduation, but I still had the coursework to finish in the summer. So I would go to Farley Hall, which is just, yeah, it's still Farley Hall, right? But they took the name off the actual journalism school. But I'd go there because nobody was in there in the summer. It was awesome, and I would sit. Instead of going to the library where there are people around, I'd go to Farley Hall. There'd be nobody there. And if I tell you how long that I would sit in Farley Hall and watch Parks and Rec on my laptop instead of actually doing the coursework, it took me so much longer than it should have, because I would just put my feet up and watch Parks and Rec. But I was in there one day. I go to the bathroom, and again, there's nobody in this building. And I'm like 6 weeks into this, and there's never been anybody in there other than maybe a student walking by, but I'm always in there by myself. And so it's just one summer day in the journalism school. I get up, I go to the bathroom, and I'm walking down the hall, and I go to turn the corner back to that little sitting area. I'm sure they've changed the building, but there was one right when you walked in. But anyway, I turn the corner, and I run into physically, like chest to chest, with Sean Payton. I swear to God, with Sean Payton, his daughter was getting a tour of Ole Miss. And I turned the corner, and there he is. And we stop, and he just goes, "Hey, bud." And like patted me on the shoulder. And we like separated and walked past each other. I didn't say a word. I didn't say one word to the guy. There was Sean Payton. I think his daughter's name is Megan. But they were there getting a tour, and I physically ran into him, and I wussed out, and I didn't say a single word. Here I am sitting in the journalism school, an aspiring sports journalist, and I run into the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, and I say nothing to the guy. Not a word. I froze. I didn't expect to see him. You know what I mean? Who could you possibly have run into that would surprise you more than an NFL head coach? Man, she obviously ended up not going to Ole Miss. I don't know where she went to school. But she considered Ole Miss. Ask me how I know. Must win series is correct. And tomorrow in particular, I think it's super must win. They need a bounce back outing from Hunter Elliott. And frankly, they cannot afford another shelling. Also think they need to avoid using Hudson Calhoun and mainly Walker Hooks when Cade Townsend is pitching if they can get a lead with him. Yeah, I mean, especially like hindsight's 20/20, but I don't know how Waters couldn't have given you at least an inning or two in game two. You've got to trust somebody else besides Calhoun and Hooks in a big spot. You've got to find somebody else that you trust. And this is a great weekend for that. Sounds like College Game Day is a lock for September 19th. I know Ole Miss really can't decline them coming, but I'm really not excited for another CAA extravaganza at Ole Miss's expense. So, yeah, Chase Parham said he expects it to be possibly even announced soon that College Game Day is going to go to Oxford on September 19th. And I grew up on College Game Day. When they went to Oxford for the first time, that was a huge deal. When they went the second time, it still was a big deal, and it was great and a lot of fun. I have stopped religiously watching College Game Day the way I used to, and that started a while ago. That's not new. I think once they started phasing Corso out is really when I started checking out. When I was a kid, though, I mean, I was locked into College Game Day. I had to see the headgear pick. It was so important to me to start my Saturdays with College Game Day every single Saturday. And I have found myself as of late not being as in tune. But to be honest with you, the way they covered all of that was so off-putting to me because it was so inaccurate in a lot of ways. And I don't mean like their opinions were wrong. Everybody has opinions, and it doesn't mean if your opinion is different than mine, it doesn't mean you're wrong, etc. They were getting factual things about that incorrect, or they were being intentionally dense about the situation in ways that, you know, privately they wouldn't say what they said publicly. And especially when you've got a guy like Saban sitting on that desk who has lived that almost identical scenario and witnessed what that was like as a losing a coordinator to a head coaching job and wouldn't stand for it and didn't let him see that through, to say what he said on that stage again, especially the stuff about the it's what's best for the players. The players deserve their coach. This is what's best for the players. And that was just all. And nobody checked them on it. Pat McAfee tried to some degree, but they didn't get checked on that. What do you mean that's best for the players? You know what would be best for the players is if none of this happened at all, or if they had a coach that didn't skip a team meeting, for example, because he was doing God knows what after the 11th game of the season. The next team meeting they have after the 11th game of the season, coach doesn't show up, and now they're seeing that the family's flying all over the country to look at other jobs. That's what the team deserved. More of that, weeks of that, as they're trying to get it all. It was pathetic is what it was. And I have no interest in hearing them relitigate that sitting on the Grove stage in Oxford. I really, like you said, Bo, it's, you can't really decline them coming, but they're going to sit up there and make that a 3-hour Kiffin billboard on an Ole Miss College Game Day. And look, programming is programming. I have a feeling how that's going to go, and I don't think it's going to be well done, because the last time they had to approach this topic on that set for a couple of weeks, it was not well done. There was no honesty. There was no depth. It was – anyway. I don't know how they're going to be able to pull that off, especially when the constant – chanting in the background is going to be featuring words that they're going to have to try to mute. A lot of our radio audience disagrees with me on this part, and I think some of you guys do too, which is totally fine. I don't like what Ole Miss LSU week three is already becoming. I understand that it's going to be intense, and it should be. I understand that the stadium's going to be nuts, and it should be. I understand that people are angry, and they should be. All of those things, I get that, right? But it's already becoming a sideshow. And I think the closer we get to it, with the way that college football is covered now, the sideshow is going to be promoted more than the game. It's going to be about all of the extra stuff. And that's what College Game Day is going to talk about. And that's what it's going to become. And you've got a coach that's going to just fan those flames and fan those flames. And I mean, it's going to become a sideshow. And you're going to have so much discourse about, oh, the fans are going to be fighting each other in the Grove. And it's a lot of what the Egg Bowl became there for a while, when it was two bad teams that just had dumb stuff happen in the game all the time. And I thought it was embarrassing. And that's another thing the radio audience did not like. I got a ton of, well, you're from South Carolina, you don't understand. And my position was, you guys, people like the Egg Bowl because it's a sideshow. They don't like it because it's an intense game. They like it because they want to tune in to see what stupid stuff people are going to do in this game. And that's what this is already becoming. You've already seen it with a apparently drunk person putting hands on throats in a student section at a baseball game and getting arrested for it. And oh my, and like it went viral. Oh my gosh, look at how, look, imagine what it's going to be like in September when this is happening. You know what I mean? It's a sideshow. You've got a really cool story with what Ole Miss football has done. You've got a cool story with Trinidad. You've got a really talented football team. You've got the Kiffin leaving thing and the number one portal class and all of the things. Sam Leavitt at a new place getting surgery. Like, there's a lot of actual football storylines that makes this game interesting. And yes, one of those is the Kiffin leaving and the amount of staff that have switched places. That's all very interesting. And that's all worth talking about. And that's all worth covering. But what you're going to get from clickbait media and what you're going to get from College Game Day, who has just lost all of its depth and all of its quality, you're just going to get sideshow. That's what's going to be talked about, is fighting and trolling on Twitter. And that's what it's going to be. And I hate that, because Ole Miss in particular, who's hosting the game, has earned coverage beyond sideshow. And that's all you're going to get with that game. And I don't like that. It's going to be awful. Just prepare yourself. The coverage of that game is going to be terrible. It's going to be revisionist history. It's going to be inaccurate history. And it's going to be clickbait, look at me, flashing lights, as opposed to substance. And that game's got a lot of substance, and you're not going to get it with how good the pitching is. I can see Ole Miss making a big run in the SEC tournament. I'm concerned about, I don't know if they have the depth of guys that can start if they want to make a deep run, if that makes sense. It's a must win in the sense that they have to win to stay on track to meet the expectation of hosting a regional, especially after being 11-8 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Really just stings the walk-off against Arkansas, leaving the winning run on second multiple times in Georgia game two and the ninth inning choke versus State game one. Any of those results are different, and you're talking about a team being on the right side of the bubble. And really, you're talking about just getting three of the next six. Don't want to get too pessimistic, but if Elliott can't get it together and you go into a road regional, are you throwing Townsend against the three seed? It's down the road, but something to think about. Quite frankly, I think if you are a two, I think I would throw Elliott against the three and then have Townsend for the one. I would rather have Townsend against the one than Elliott against the one. if that makes sense. Who gets the nod first in Hoover? When is the game? Austin, I appreciate, man. I'm okay. It's just, I've been fighting off this sinus infection. I can't get rid of it. I'm not actually sick. Not like sick. I'm just, you know. Can't imagine what they do in the fourth game of a regional. Oh, I can't either. Spanish is the worst. I had a great professor both times. I was terrible at it. I was kind of lazy. I was kind of lazy with my coursework in college. Heard the end of the radio show today about when you could hear a pin drop. You nailed the 2014 Auburn game being a pin drop game. One that wasn't mentioned was 2022 Alabama. Oh, yeah, man. That Treadwell game, I have not walked out of a stadium where, I mean, nobody spoke. Nobody in that way. And good for Laquan. Still, I mean, he's still on an NFL roster, isn't he? I mean, he is. That injury very clearly changed what his ceiling was as a football player. But, yeah, I mean, I guess he's still on a roster. Good on him. That's, you love to see that. Looks like he's got a little one as well. I just Googled his name and his Instagram popped up. I don't follow him, but he's doing life right, man. Good for him. Didn't walk at graduation, but still have the paper that says I graduated. That's all you need anyway. That's all you need. The Will Liberatt situation just handicaps the pitching staff, but I think Waters is the arm they haven't used in high leverage situations that I think they should. Somebody else, I mean, they need somebody else. You can't have two bullpen guys. In your opinion, is there any way Bianco gets fired this year? I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am. I don't think so. Because they're already making the postseason, right? I don't think he's getting fired. Really in any scenario. Yeah, you're right. I mean, if they lost out and went 13-16 and then went 0-2 in the regional, I guess. But here's the for those that want change, here's the problem you're up against. In an era where finances and spreadsheets are of the forefront of decision-making, you just sold out season tickets again. The crowds are amazing. The crowds are going to be great this weekend in Oxford. Baseball makes money at Ole Miss. Not a whole lot, but it makes money. If the fans want their coach fired, they're sending the wrong message because they keep showing up to the games, they keep buying tickets, and the program doesn't lose money. Until that changes, the team is just going to have to suck and really suck for a change to come. But the program's going to make money again this year. Hunter Elliott's always been a better pitcher on Saturday. Can't explain it, but it should always be on Saturday. Just has the energy. Interesting. Game Day is going to do the LSU and Lane Love Fest twice in September. You can bet on it, first for Clemson and next for Ole Miss. Game Day is hoping McAfee can be our generation's core, so it's not working. And, you know, I think people are way too hard on McAfee, to be honest with you. Although at times he has shown the ability to be used without knowing he's being used. You saw it with Kiffin in that weird interview with McAfee last year that was pre-recorded. He got used that day. He may not have known it at the time. I bet he'd acknowledge it now. He got used. Ryan McGee got used for that E60, whatever. He got used. But, like, he had Nelly Korda on his show. And it was the first female golfer he's had on his show. Nelly Korda's awesome. If you're teaching a young person the golf swing, her or Freddie Couples. I mean, but She's interesting. She seems very smart, super high-level player. And McAfee didn't pretend to know a lot about Nelly Korda. And I like that about him. I mean, I watched it because I'm a golf guy. And he was, a lot of his questions were pretty elementary, but his audience is not female golf fans. His audience are sports bros. Anybody that can put on a sports talk show in the middle of the day and the host is standing up wearing a tank top and AJ Hawk has video on his face, but he's never, ever talking, is not a female golf fan. Like, that's not McAfee's demographic. And so some people got so mad. They're like, oh, he doesn't know anything about her. But he asked her truly, like, genuine questions, learning about her. And, like, the comments were like, oh, she's awesome. Love this girl. Like, that kind of stuff. It was really endearing, actually. So, you know, if you give him a chance, there's actually some of that in his content. I know he's loud and does the WWE thing. He's not for everybody. It's vulgar at times. But, you know, I watched that interview and I came away thinking, Pat was like, he genuinely cared about this. And he wanted to actually learn about her. And I like that, actually. So he's not Corso, though. He's not Corso. Game Day already had a decline with Corso's health over about a 10-year stretch and Chris Fowler leaving in 2015. I like Rhys Davis for the most part, but the crew overall annoys me. Yeah, the crew's not good anymore, not the way it was. And it doesn't feel like they make the show about where they are as much as they used to. And they're not getting as unique as they used to either. I think they really could make better selections. And instead, it just kind of feels like they're going to the same few places. It's lost its purity. Austin with the super chat. Really appreciate you, man. Thank you a ton. You say it would be hilarious if Game Day got boycotted. That ain't happening. That ain't happening. But the person that approves or denies the signs is going to have to get triple their salary that day. Say alcohol shouldn't be served in Vault Hemingway on the 19th. Need to have metal detectors at the entrance. See, I hate that. I hate that that's even a... The Egg Bowl is a laughingstock of a rivalry game. It was for a period of time. It was. And I didn't like that. And again, I'm telling you guys, the radio audience hated my take on that. And I got a lot of the, well, go back to South Carolina if you don't like how it is here. And I'm like, guys, what I'm telling you is everybody's laughing at you, not with you. And I think now that changed in the Kiffin era and in Leach as well. They started actually playing interesting football games and Ole Miss got really good. So that's changed. And I think Ole Miss is here to stay. From a competitive perspective, they're not. I don't think they're winning double-digit games every year for the rest of time, but I think Ole Miss has built a foundation that is not going to go back into the shit. Forgive my language. Sorry, but I think that'll help a lot of that. But for a period of time, you had two bad teams, and it was just a sideshow. Thank you for your super chat. Really appreciate you, sir. You're the man. Lived here my entire life. Expect the 19th to be more toxic than any other environment we've ever had. Wish we would act like he didn't exist. Well, see, you know, that's not a possibility, but it's not a problem if the environment's nuts and nasty and Chancellor directed his way and stuff like that. That's fine. I'm more concerned about bad actors that show up to town that create stuff. And then if the booze is flowing and one loser throws something and inspires other people to throw stuff and suddenly you've got a Tennessee 2021 on your hands. That's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to see that. Say State's looking strong. Yeah, they're up 11-3 right now over Auburn. Just can't wait for football season. An extended baseball season would help it from feeling so long. 114 days until week zero. I have to scroll a little bit, guys, because I am about to hang up here. Sorry, I promise I'm not ignoring your messages at all. I appreciate you. I'm just going to hang it up here soon. I think McAfee's actual conversations and football knowledge is pretty good, but I'm not into the loudness and Barstool-like behavior he has sometimes. I'm just not his demographic. And I don't watch him either. I only do if there's an interview that I'm going to be interested in. And the Korda thing stood out to me. And actually came away impressed, but I hear you. I mean, I've tried, and it's not for me either. Who will the guest picker be then? And I'm sure Lane will lobby in some part to be on the show. Oh, absolutely. And they can't do that. Can't do it. He can't be on. Not on the stage. Absolutely not. I mean, that's a non-starter. 0%. Can't do it. Guest picker, they've gone away from local flavor on that a lot, too. They just kind of reach for celebrities these days. This got brought up on the radio show, and somebody recommended Deuce McAllister. And I was like, in a past life where College Game Day actually cared about where they're doing it, yeah, that would have been great. I mean, I'm sure they'll try to get Eli. That's if you made me bet right now, that's who I would bet on, is it being him. Or maybe somebody without ties at all, because they're starting to do that now. Don't want this to get political, but would it surprise anyone if the LSU game turned into something similar to protests where bad actors show up and create chaos and riot? Yeah, I do think that you're going to have certain groups that are going to show up for that as well. I do think that I hope anyway that the town and the school are already preparing for losers like that to show up and to dispatch of them from the property or the area quickly. That just needs to, you can't let anything like that happen that day. And I don't think they will, but I keep saying that. I know I'm repetitive. Sorry, but that's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about people that have nothing to do with you making you look bad. That's what I'm concerned about. Especially with game day, there is, oh, can you believe Ole Miss fans did that when it's not? You know, it's people that have nothing better to do that show up to try to get attention because they have nothing else good going for them in their life. That's what I'm concerned about. But depending on the schedule, why not Jackson Dart or AJ Brown? Because they're all playing. That weekend. I mean, we'll see if, you know, maybe they get a Monday Night Football or something, but that'd be cool. I wouldn't bet on a current NFL player that doesn't have a bye week to do that. You're listening to Locked On LSU and people are already saying they bought their tickets and have bail money set aside. See, what you hope is those are people that are just spending their time anonymously online pretending. But then you have like the guy that showed up in the baseball student section. He wasn't just pretending online. Would you rather have Walker Howard or Deuce Knight to be your quarterback for just one play where Trinidad has to be out for his helmet coming off, but the game's on the line? Deuce Knight, because he can run. Give me the guy, the super athlete. Do some kind of option with Kiwon Lacy and, you know, just hope for the best. But anyway. All right, guys, I got to run. I really appreciate you. Enjoy your baseball this weekend. If you're traveling to Oxford, be safe, have fun, and I will talk to you guys on Sunday. Have a good one.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.